Welcome to the Coaching Ignited podcast. I'm your host, Alex Povey. It's great to have you here. This show is all about peeling back the curtain on what's going to help you build the fitness business you truly want. And each week we bring on a new guest to share their stories, insights, and strategies so you too can take action and apply what you learn. The podcast is released every Wednesday on all the major platforms, including Spotify and iTunes. So make sure you go give that a subscribe, guys. Now, if you're a personal trainer in a commercial gym with 500 plus members and you want to fast track your income growth and learn how to sign multiple new clients a week, reach out to me personally through Facebook or Instagram and just drop me a private message so we can get the conversation started and see if you could be a good fit for one of our programs. All the links to my social can be found in the show notes so you can connect with me there. Now let's get into this week's episode. Enjoy the show. All right, so we're live and back with another episode of the Coaching Ignite podcast. And today we've got Tibor Nagy tuning in to us from Budapest in Hungary. So I'm really excited to be jumping on this show with a fellow podcast host. Tibor's got his own podcast and he's doing some awesome stuff in the space. I came across him through Instagram and I wanted to come and bring him on the show to really share some value with you guys because he's got a wealth of experience and he's very much into really optimizing the mindset from a business owner standpoint. So we're going to get into that in a second. But as we're recording this show, the UK has just been basically shut down. The cafes, the gyms, the restaurants, they've all just been closed in the last 24 hours. And there's a lot of changes going on in the world right now. And given that that's very topical, Tibor, I'd love to get your take on how you're responding right now to what's currently going on in the world with the coronavirus, maybe how it's affecting you or impacting you, if at all. Maybe it's not. Maybe you're doing great and your business is still growing. But yeah, give us some insight as to what's going on where you are right now.
Yeah, Alex, first of all, thank you so much for inviting me on the show. I really appreciate this opportunity. And so I'm the host of the Mindset Horizon podcast. I basically work from home online, so 95%. And so here in Budapest in Hungary, we have around 100 over a little bit over 100 people affected by the virus. And yeah, it's getting a little bit more hectic in terms of, you know, people are getting into this state of fear. So you can see that, you know, people in supermarkets, when you go buy food, people are wearing masks and, you know, people are just, I guess, in this state of fear, because I can also feel it to some extent, right? So people see the news, watch the news, and they get into this fearful state, which is this survival mechanism. And, you know, that's why they basically, you know, buy a lot of food or toilet paper or whatever it is, but they are just trying to survive, I guess, and they don't really know what to expect. So given the fact that I work from home, you know, my life didn't really change a lot. So I work remotely. I do the podcast online. So I do remote recordings and all these things. And but I feel some pressure. I feel that my mind sometimes gets into this fearful state. What I focus on really is what I can.
I agree with that.
Yeah. So what I focus on.
I was just going to dive in there actually, just as you were saying that, because obviously I'm kind of like you. I'm very averse to the news. Try not to listen too much to what is going on. I don't turn the news on, and I haven't done for a long time. But when something so severe is happening, it's hard. No matter how strong your mindset is or how averse you are to thinking negatively, you can get sucked into this whole event that's going on. It's hard to like ignore it because you kind of need to be informed at the same time. And when you're getting informed, you're reading about death tolls and hospitals like struggling and places being shut down and people panicking and food running out. And so sometimes it's hard to avoid that, right? No matter how headstrong you are.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And, You know, what I've been doing was really focusing on the domestic news in terms of my life. So I'm a huge believer of you want to focus on things no matter what. I mean, in general, in your business or in your life that you can influence, right? So I'm not really paying attention to the international news. It's good to know about the statistics and all these things. But, you know, my life is here right now in Hungary and Budapest. So I want to focus on the domestic news and the things that I can influence in my life. And, you know, it's really hard to avoid those news in any form, even if someone is trying to do that, because, you know, I work on social media. So I'm on those platforms every single day. And I just see a lot of content. People are pushing content, you know, connected to the coronavirus, whatever it is, a podcast episode, whatever it is, a blog post, what to do, how to do. And so there are a lot of information out there and people can be really confused of what to focus on, what to pay attention to. And, you know, they get into this fearful state. And so I highly recommend, you know, focusing on the news that is connected to your life. So the domestic news, and just know the basics, what to do about how to behave, you know, opening hours of restaurants or supermarkets or whatever it is in your country right now. But that's the most important thing to focus on. And yeah, just follow those instructions wherever you are right now.
Mm. You sound very calm right now. And you said before we jumped on the podcast that it wasn't particularly affecting you in a great deal due to obviously the nature of your business. I know I've got a lot of guys who work on the gym floors in the UK who are offline personal trainers and coaches, and they're getting hit really hard. And I think right now, I imagine yourself is feeling pretty blessed that you've built a business that doesn't rely on a specific location in this current climate, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 100%. So everybody does that, right? I mean, right now, because of the virus, people are staying home and they work remotely in many countries. And I did that before, right? So I basically do the same. And there were some, you know, rescheduling in terms of podcast guests, for example. So there were, I think so far, just two people who rescheduled appointments and recordings. So there were actually not a big influence on my work so far, right? In terms of guests or clients, because we meet on Zoom online or Zencastr or wherever I do the thing that I do. So basically my work hasn't really changed at all, basically.
Mm.
Yeah.
And again, like, we have to be super grateful, myself and you, for kind of what we have created. But equally, I really feel for those that are on the ground with these brick and mortar businesses. Like I said, a lot of my personal trainers who are in big box gyms have been severely affected, and a lot of them will lose their livelihoods and really have to adapt fast. And we're seeing a big influx of people now wanting to go online and break into the online world. So it's just a very interesting time, a lot of really fast evolution happening, because people need to evolve right now in order to survive what is going on, because the landscape in the market has been flipped on its head, which is just interesting to watch and observe, because it's happening fast. It's not over the course of years, it's over the course of days. Like, things just keep changing and changing and changing.
Yeah.
So yeah, be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of months. But like I do on all these shows, I love to give people context as to your background and what it is that you do and your expertise. And I know you're a podcast mentor. You have your own podcast, which has had some great guests on, I've been looking into. You're also a mindset coach as well, where you're working with high achievers and really just helping people build a solid mindset. But where did this start for you? How did you get into these areas of business? Can we go back maybe 10 years and take us through that journey in a snapshot? Tell us about your journey and how you got to where you are right now.
Yeah, that's a really great question. And I have to say that was a journey. And the journey is keep going on, right? So I see myself as a as a lifelong learner, you know, really learning all the time. And I want to do this. And that's why I created this podcast and everything that I do today. Business activities are very much connected to my core values. And I want what I'm trying to aspire and achieve in the long run in the future. So, but I wasn't really conscious about these things all the time, right? So I was an architect. I used to work as an architect. So I went to university. So 10 years ago, basically, I went to university and studied architecture, became an architect. And I started to work in Hungary as an architect in a very technical field. And I was always unsatisfied with the salary because, as we all know, you know, in Europe, compared to, let's say, Germany, Austria, or UK, in Hungary, you know, architects and engineers are much more underpaid than in those, let's say, more developed countries. And so I felt really disconnected, and I felt that, you know, those experiences at work in my professional life, you know, working in a technical field for 5 years already will define my future path. Because, you know, when you apply for jobs, you are basically, you know, they look at your CV and you've been into this technical field for 5 years. And so basically you are just labeled as a technical engineer or sales engineer or whatever it is. So how do you do this, you know, transition into another field? So let's say you want to become, you know, an architect, or even a bigger difference, you know, you want to become an entrepreneur. So actually I felt disconnected. I wasn't, you know, fulfilled. And I figured that I want to start my own business in my life at some point in order to create freedom, flexibility, and all these things that are my, you know, core values and really important things in my life. So really this lifelong learning, you know, freedom, flexibility, supporting others, holistic development, so self-development, you know, on the physical and mental level. So at that time, I figured that I want to start my own business. And so I started to read books on entrepreneurship, listen to different podcasts, you know, videos and all these things. So I basically went deeper into this field of entrepreneurship and also personal development, because I figured that, you know, in order to become a successful entrepreneur, I really need to develop myself as a person, which is true, because I think you mentioned in the beginning, or maybe in one of your podcast episodes, that, you know, you need to develop yourself as a person, your belief systems, your mindset, and also your skill sets, you know, capabilities. They are all important, right? Strategies, business strategies, marketing strategies. But so this is a two-way of improvement, right? Personal development and the skill sets. And so as I went deeper into this field, I felt really, you know, passionate about this personal development aspect of an entrepreneurial journey. And so I went deeper into that field by, you know, deciding. So I decided to start a coach training program at Ericsson International. It's a Canadian-based coaching institution, and it's called the Art and Science of Coaching. It's combined with NLP. So it's basically not an NLP program, neuro-linguistic programming program, but a coaching program which uses a lot of NLP tools. And so I did that program. Basically, I had this, you know, decision. I made this decision. I had this commitment to do this program and then go deeper into the personal development aspect of the journey. So that's how my coaching and I would say rather personal development journey began. It was about 3 or 4 years ago. And as I went through the coach training program, basically I've been coached, And that's why that was the point when I came up with the idea of podcasting during one coaching session when I was coached by another coach. And so it helped me a lot to figure out all those ideas that I have in my life today. And basically, those ideas were connected to my desires and values that I wanted to, you know, as I mentioned, you know, have freedom, flexibility, and constant personal development and lifelong learning. So I created all these things around those values as a vision. So I usually talk about, you know, having a clear vision in alignment with your core values. So you want to figure out what's really important to you in your life, right? So I basically did that. As I felt disconnected, I went into the coaching and I wanted to figure out who I was, right? And who I want to become. And if you want to figure out those things, you want to figure out what's really important in your life, right? And those are your values. So what do you value in your life? Is it family? Is it connection? Is it freedom? Is it flexibility? Is it honesty? You want to figure those things out and you want to create a vision in alignment with those values because they are going to be your intrinsic motivation in the long run. So that's what I did. It was a journey, so, you know, throughout books and coaching and all these things. Basically, I got on this path, which was totally different what I did before. And I always tell people, you know, having an open mind is really important. And that's what I did. That's what I had. Because otherwise, you know, I had just stayed in the architecture field, and I'm total somewhere else today. So that's kind of like incredible for me as well when I look back.
Mm-hmm. I want to dive in here and talk about the value thing, because I believe in that philosophy very heavily, where it's about getting clear about your like intrinsic values and things that are important to you, and then almost working backwards, reverse engineering. And you'd know about engineering, right? So
yeah.
Reverse engineering backwards from the outcome or the desired vision that you're trying to cultivate. And this is something that I do, and something that I also preach, is like, figure out how you want your life to look, and then build the pillars, i.e. the business, the relationships, to create the vehicle to achieve that vision and outcome, versus starting with the business. So it's almost like working backwards, and you talk about freedom and travel and maybe financial aspects. And like, you can get to a vision in many different ways, but there's better ways, there's better vehicles to achieve certain outcomes. And if you understand what your kind of standards and values are and your vision, then like you said, you can work backwards, and then you can make those changes if you feel disconnected about the vehicle that's getting you to the vision. Because you had a vehicle, which was engineering, but it probably wasn't the right vehicle for you to live the way that you wanted to live. Mm. And I think it's really important to consider that although we do have maybe 80 years based on current life expectancies, it can go pretty fast, can go pretty quickly. And if you feel disconnected and you feel like something is not right, it's generally a good cue, a signal for you to then pivot and change. And it's probably what a lot of personal trainers are experiencing right now, or coaches or brick and mortar businesses, where their vehicle is now being compromised to create their vision. And so now they have to pivot and change and evolve quickly because something doesn't feel right. And everyone knows what that thing is. There's a direct threat on their businesses. And so now they've got to reevaluate, okay, I've still got the same vision, but maybe now the vehicle has changed because I'm forced to change the vehicle. So what vehicle am I going to pick now to create that vision and lifestyle?
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you're saying. Yeah, absolutely.
I want to dive into this podcasting topic, because obviously, I've run a podcast for about a year and a half. you've got your podcast, which you've been running, the Mindset Horizon podcast. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I can see you're super passionate about. You put a lot of time, care, and effort into. And I wanted to touch on this from a coach or personal trainer standpoint, making it super relevant to the audience. Why did you decide to start a podcast? And what should people consider before starting a podcast? Because I get a lot of messages from trainers and coaches about, hey, should I start a podcast? How often should I do it? How should I theme it? What should it be about? I'd like to get your take on your journey into podcasting and why you're podcasting and what people should consider before getting into it to make sure it's the right decision for them.
Yeah, for sure. It's a really great question. And so the podcast became my number one priority right now. So I'm a huge fan of this concept, you know, the one thing. So I basically chose podcasting as my one thing right now. And I don't know how long, but this is the one thing I'm focusing on the most right now, and then the coaching and all these things. But, you know, when I started, it was different. So I started podcasting because I wanted to build, you know, and it's still true. So I wanted to build credibility online. So I've been focusing on the online space as a coach. And so I use social media. So I was focusing on LinkedIn and Facebook. So on LinkedIn, I'm focusing on generating more leads and potential discovery calls and client calls, basically. So prospects. And then on Facebook right now, I'm focusing on my Facebook group around the podcast. And so that's more like a community building focus. But when I started the podcast, it was about, I remember asking myself the question, how can I put more content out there that would, you know, help me build credibility and authority online, right? So that was my question. And I also wanted to serve my audience. So I wanted to build an audience around the brand, because I see Mindset Horizon as a brand in the future, right? So I didn't want to create something like tibornoid.com. I wanted to have a brand, basically, which is Mindset Horizon, and I wanted to build this brand. And the podcast was out of this question, how can I create more content around what I do and what I'm really passionate about, and how can I serve people? How can I give people something for free, you know, that they can engage with, right? And also build my brand in the meantime. So that's how the idea of podcasting, you know, came about last year. So I wanted to create content, and, you know, I experimented with written content, but I didn't feel really good about that. I mean, it wasn't really flowing, especially at the very beginning. And I also wanted to co-create. So I think it's really important to see what's good for you, what's a good fit for you when it comes to these organic way of marketing and creating content. So content marketing, basically, you know, is it a written content? Is it audio content? Is it video content? So what is it that you really want to do? Podcasting was really appealing to me, because I wanted to have an interview show, right? And I wanted to connect with other people and also co-create. So I didn't want to do everything on my own, in the sense that, you know, I could do, you know, only solo episodes. I have solo episodes on the podcast right now, but I have two interviews a week as well. So I wanted to connect with these people as well and co-create, collaborate, because it's a really good way of, you know, building business relationships as well, also partners in the long run, and giving something to your audience and to your listeners, right? And it's one of the fastest growing medium, you know, according to statistics from Edison Research in the U.S. It's going to be huge in the future, because it's a great way of communicating your message, connecting with others. You know, it's a great medium. People can listen to podcasts when they are in the gym, you know, when they are, walking the dog or whatever it is, right? And I myself was a huge audio consumer. So I think this podcasting idea came from that perspective as well, that I always consumed audio content. So when I was remoting or when I was in the gym, I was always, you know, listening to podcasts, and I always had these MP3 players and iPods and eventually the phone. And so I was a huge audio consumer. So yeah, and it was appealing to me. And I think it's really important to see what resonates with you when it comes to content creation or building a brand. That was my choice. I hope I'm answering the question.
Yeah, perfectly. And you actually touched on a couple of things there, which kind of align with the reason why I got into it as well. I was sat at a event, actually, a Gary Vee event in London, and one of my friends was there, Sean Anderson, who runs a big social media agency, and he brought one of his like top staff with him, Hisham Azouz. And this guy, Hisham Azouz, had started a podcast probably about 3 or 4 months later for the recruitment industry called The Recruitment Roller Coaster. And we were sat side by side watching Gary Vee, super pumped, obviously, given his energy. And Hisham turned to me and he said, "Have you thought about starting a podcast?" And I was like, "I listen to podcasts, but not really thought about launching one." He was like, "You really should get into podcasting. I think it'd be great for your brand." And I was like, "Well, what would I speak about? Who would I have on?" And he said, "Just start reaching out to your network and just start providing value to the people that you're trying to serve, the personal trainers, the guys that need help with business, sales, and marketing." And so without really much thought, I was like, "Fuck it. let's just do it. Let's just give it a go."
Yeah.
And that was kind of my entry point where I just started. I interviewed my own personal trainer as the first guest of the show, Serge. If anyone's listening to this, it'll be episode number one, which I recorded about a year and a half ago. And then from there, I just started building out from my like circle of influence, just people that I knew, kind of probably what you did, actually. Mm-hmm. You hit some people that you knew straight away. And after about 3 or 4 episodes, I was like, "Huh, one, this is very fun and I'm learning a lot, but also this is a great platform to really teach at scale for free and just give people a lot of value." But what you mentioned about the relationship piece is I started developing these relationships with some really cool people. And I was like, this is just a great platform to engage, create conversations and build relationships really quickly. Because it gives us like a very credible platform to build a relationship, just like we're doing right now. We're spending an hour together. You've listened to maybe 1 or 2 of my shows. I've listened to some of yours. We've seen each other's content. We've triggered each other's reticular activating system that, I'm looking at Tibor, you're looking at me. Our relationship has gone up a couple of points in terms of importance. And now we're building or cultivating a relationship here. And that may lead somewhere in the future. A lot of my podcast guests have become clients or partners, or I found one of my mentors on a podcast and then became business partners. So it's very interesting because from a relationship standpoint, podcasting helps you build relationships really quickly. And as you and I both know, relationships is the bedrock of business. That's how all business is built, on pure quality relationships. And this is like a gateway drug to creating those relationships and credibility as well. So I read a book called The Key Person of Influence by Daniel Priestley. I don't know if you've heard of this book.
No, not yet actually, but it's great.
Yeah, it's a very fitting book for what we're doing, because in that book it talks about the key people of influence in the industry make the most revenue and the most impact by the credibility that they're creating, with the influence that they've developed, with the branding and things that they create. So kind of like podcasting, writing books, appearing on other people's shows, speaking on stage, or representing key governing bodies within your industry. All these things create that influence, and that influence creates credibility, and it allows you to then open doors, create bigger and better products and marketing campaigns, and really just create a bigger impact. And so for me, and I'm being completely transparent with everyone listening, my podcast, and I'm sure for Tibor as well, is kind of like a calling card and basically credibility piece, where we're creating this brand all around the podcast that feeds into a Facebook group as well, which I have, the Coach Ignited podcast, and you're creating one too. But also you can build blogs and websites and content and connections off the back of it. And so it's more than just a podcast. It is literally a full 360 marketing campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's wonderful. And you know, besides these connections, really, you get to serve this audience. So I'm a huge fan of this concept of, you know, building an audience. I think it's coming from, you know, from this desire of creating connections. So that's what I've been focusing on, you know, to build an audience, creating connections also with the guests and also with the listeners, and growing together. So providing value, building credibility. So I think it resonates with me a lot. So I think podcasting is a good fit for someone if they resonate with what we've been talking about, you know, connection, relationships, building an audience, building a brand, and all these things. And you know, podcasting, just one more thing, changed my life, because I got in touch with those incredible people, right? And so before I started podcasting, I felt alone, right? Especially in the online space. I was in communities, right? And I think the concept of community or building a community is really important. Or fans, right? The 1,000 true fans, or whatever concept we want to talk about. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, I felt a little bit isolated as a coach. I had some other coaches that I've been working together, and we were like partners and supporting each other. But podcasting is a much bigger scale on connecting people, and also, you know, really incredible people, because, you know, I'm reaching out to authors, right? So I read a lot of books, and I'm just reaching out to those authors and people who had a huge impact on my life, right? So let's just give you an example. Robin Sharma, right? I read his books and I reached out to him, and he was busy, so he declined the invitation. But, you know, with time and with over time, you can get to those people. And so, but I just started to reach out to them, right? Boldly, really, because those are the peoples who were like mentors in my life or impacted me in some way. And I want to create this space. I think it's a good way of saying this. I wanted to create a space where we can connect with those people, right? And podcasting is the space, because I am providing this platform, you know, the podcast and the reach and the social media and whatever it is. And they come on my show and we talk about something, and I get to support them as well. You know, I get to support my audience, give value provide value to my listeners, to my guests. And so it's very much resonating with my values and who I am. And I think that's why it's a great fit for me, right? So someone needs to feel this, and someone, it should resonate with the person's values, right? I think it's important when you choose a medium for your brand. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And what I'd also like to add on to this, just to kind of end your point and your message, is when it comes to podcasting, and anyone listening to this, Tibor talks about having just like that one thing. And it's really important if you want to create anything of quality is to give something your full attention. And podcasting is that thing where you have to give it like your full undivided attention. Doesn't mean you can't use Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn and other things, but if you're going to try and create a successful podcast, you need to be prepared to stick at it for the long haul. Give it at least 12 months. You can't expect to launch a podcast and in a matter of weeks, it's viral and you've got tons of listeners and loads of subscribers. Like, it's a labor of love and you've got to really enjoy it. Just like picking a business, you don't want to get into businesses necessarily for money, because when it gets tough or you're not seeing that ROI or result instantly, you're not getting the instant gratification that everyone wants, then you're going to quit. So you've got to really be doing something that you're passionate about. It's got to fit in with your values, like T-Boy is saying, to make sure that you're going to stay in the game long enough to actually see the fruits. Just like a farmer, he plants the seeds, he waters the crops, and then he harvests it. But that could take 6 months to a year before that crop is ready to harvest. So you've got to treat podcasting the same. It's not going to be an overnight success thing where you're going to get this instant fame or celebrity. You've really got to put in the effort. And even if you don't get anything out of it from a client perspective, as long as you're fulfilling those needs for relationship and connection, which we all have as human beings, then it's an awesome platform. I want to shift gears with the last segment we've already got on this podcast into the mindset of a, let's say, a successful entrepreneur, business owner, personal trainer, or some of the key things and lessons or things you like to share with people or what you get people to do in order to cultivate a better mindset, one that is stable, resilient, focused, and able to complete the task at hand, or even deal with current situations like we're experiencing right now in the world with coronavirus. I'm going to leave this nice and open for you to address it in any way you want. But what would you say to that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. And to some extent, we talked about this, right? So in coaching, for example, I really, really focus on, you know, helping others create a vision around something that they really want to experience in their lives. So, you know, we mentioned a couple of questions like, what do you really want? You know, why is this really important to you? And when we talk about the why, it's really tapping into those values that are connected to the vision, right? In terms of mindset, so first of all, creating a vision is not something that you come up with and that was it. You have to revisit your vision and the desired experience that you want to create or have on a regular basis, right? So I have morning routines, for example, a meditation practice. I use creative visualization where I get to, you know, just mentally rehearse my visions. So I'm really passionate about becoming an educator, basically, with the podcast. So I have a vision for an in-person show in the future. So I want to scale it into an in-person show or podcast in the future. I also see myself as a speaker. I have some speaking engagements here in Hungary coming up this year, which I actually just manifested because last year I didn't get to talk. But, you know, these are some of the pieces that I mentally rehearsed during my morning routine, really. And I always, you know, revisit these pieces of vision and experiences that I really want to have in the long run in my life. So in terms of mindset, you know, when it comes to mindset, I usually, so that's the vision piece, let's say, right? You come up with a vision connected to your core values, the things that you really want to experience in your life. And then there's the mindset piece, right? So when it comes to mindset, I usually talk about belief systems. And belief systems are coming from NLP or the concept of belief systems. And it can be something that can hold you back or that can empower you, right? So it can be an empowering belief system or disempowering or limiting belief system. So in my podcast, in the solo episodes, I talk about belief systems as well. But, you know, first of all, we need to understand what a belief is and why is it important, right? Because even if you come up with a vision, if you have limiting beliefs about your abilities to achieve that specific outcome or vision, you will sabotage yourself and you will sabotage your vision, which is too bad, right? So we need to work on the mindset as well. So vision, mindset, and I talk about strategies and skill sets. So back to belief. So belief is really something that you believe to be true in the world, in a certain area. It's not necessarily something that is true, but this is something that comes from conditioning, you know, past experiences, information, you read something, and you basically created this thought or idea that became a belief over time, a feeling of certainty, so to speak. I think Tony Robbins said it this way. It's a feeling of certainty, basically, around an idea, right? So in business, let's say, I had kind of like limiting beliefs or a limiting belief around entrepreneurship when I was starting out about 4 years ago when I was in this transitioning. And basically, my belief was, before I dive into that, there's one statement that is really important. So every action is belief driven. So this is really, really, really important. Every action is belief driven. So your behaviors and actions are actually driven by your beliefs. And so for an example to this is that when I was starting out as an entrepreneur, I had this statement in my mind that in order to become a successful entrepreneur, I need to have a certificate or a degree in entrepreneurship. And that was my belief, you know, based on my past experiences with my studies, the university, and how I just lived my life. That was my conditioning and belief system. And from that statement, my actions were actually, I started to look for a master's program in entrepreneurship. So first of all, I wanted to, you know, learn about entrepreneurship in general, right? Which is not a bad idea, but I figured that this is not the best way to reach my goal, to get to my vision. And so I basically questioned that belief. So the actions were not really appealing to me from that kind of thinking. And then I started to, basically I questioned that statement and belief. And I told myself, there are people out there who became successful without, you know, having a degree. And even in architecture, I could come up with some examples. For example, Le Corbusier, he was a very successful architect and, you know, he didn't have a university degree or whatsoever. So I, you know, challenged and questioned my beliefs around entrepreneurship and how I should approach this topic. And basically I started to look for evidence and facts, or rather evidence in my external world that could basically back up a new belief, which was, even though I don't have a degree in entrepreneurship, I could become a successful entrepreneur. And that's how I, you know, read Steve Jobs' biography and all these things. That's when I started to basically question my beliefs and then back up new beliefs with information and evidence, because beliefs are really backed up by evidence and experiences from your life. And your thinking is working in a way that you are trying to validate all your beliefs. So you mentioned the RAS, the reticular activating system, which is really responsible for a part of the brain, which is responsible for filtering out information from your external world based on what's important to you and what you focus on the most, right? So your RAS is trying to help your brain to find the information that is needed in order to, you know, execute on your dreams or achieve your goals or whatever it is. And the question is only, what are the things that you focus on? What are your beliefs that you are having, and all these things, because you are going to find the information. The question is, really, what is the thing? What are the things that you focus on? Because, you know, what you think about expands, and it's basically because of the RAS and belief systems. It's really a filtering system in your brain, right? And so, yeah, that's basically the explanation of belief systems. And we can go deeper into how to, you know, develop new beliefs or something like that. I don't know if you want to go deeper there.
Yeah, so I want to dive in. I appreciate we don't have a ton of time because this is a deep topic that we can go into in all types of little pockets. But I just want to pick up on something you mentioned, which I do. And you mentioned the word manifestation or manifesting. Mm. For anyone listening, because this is actually a super practical way of reprogramming belief systems in line with your vision, and then the vehicle that you're creating will fall in line with that vision, right? So it kind of wraps up this whole conversation that we've been having. Just from a practical standpoint, I think you mentioned that you do something in the morning. I love to give people like specific details and advice on what people do. And I think this would be a good way for us to wrap up, to give someone some action off the back of this podcast to take. Mm-hmm. What is your process for visualizing, manifesting, goal setting, mm-hmm. whatever you call it or brand it? What's your little process that you follow, that you have, that allows you to achieve the things that you're achieving? Mm.
That's a great question. Yes. And just one thought to the vision. So, you know, if we have this vision in mind that we can mentally rehearse in the morning, and I will dive a little bit deeper there, but you know, we have this vision, and the best way to, so let's say I have this speaking engagement in my mind. I'm talking in front of 1,000 people, right? So that might be an image or a vision or an intention that I have. And so, you know, in order to develop a belief system, you know, that can make it possible, so that can make it stronger in your mind, that can happen in the future, you need to take actions towards that vision. And those actions actually will help you, you know, you will provide you with evidence connected to that specific belief that this vision is going to be a reality in the future. So developing that belief is through action steps. So action steps are really important, because they will help you develop that belief system. And then another thing is really the mentally rehearsing that experience, which is basically an evidence in your mind, something that hasn't happened yet, but in your mind, basically that already happened. So that's what I do in the morning, right? So I take action steps every day towards my vision, but I also create a picture, and basically I am creating new neural pathways and belief systems that can help me achieve that specific outcome or vision, right? So that's the morning routine. And what I do is, it's basically a meditation practice. And during the meditation, I have two phases. So in the first phase, you know, I sit down and I become present with breathing. So I just, you know, I'm becoming present. I am focusing on my body, on my breathing. And that's how I am becoming present in the moment. It takes a couple of minutes, 3 or 5 minutes, just to relax and get into a relaxed state also with my mind, alpha brainwave state, let's say. So, but we are not diving deeper there. And the second phase is basically where I get to create this vision in my mind, and I'm mentally rehearsing what I want to experience, right? And when I do this during this meditation, this is the creative visualization process, I have two pictures in my mind. So let's stick to this speaking engagement example. You know, the first picture I see with my mind's eye is really from an outer point of view. I see my, from a camera point of view, I see myself, you know, on stage, speaking on stage in front of an audience. You know, I observe the environment, the people, and all these things. It's normally, it's just a picture. You know, I observe myself and everything connected to this experience. And I don't really feel anything in that moment. This is the camera point of view or the outer point of view. And this technique is used in NLP and in coaching as well. And then the second, point of view is when I step into my body, basically, and I start to feel the experience. So I'm really standing, I'm imagining that I'm standing on stage, you know, I'm talking, and eventually this experience is becoming real, basically, in my mind. And this is when I start to feel the experience as well. So I created a thought and an experience connected with feeling. And Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about it a lot. So this is when you change your state of being, basically, in the present moment, because you are in your apartment, in your room, but in your mind, basically, you created a new thought and a new feeling connected to that thought, which is a new experience. And you shifted your state of being, you shifted your state, and you feel inspired, right? So every time I do this, I just get into a really inspired state, because it is something that is connected to what I really want to achieve in the future. And in the moment, I am becoming a new person connected to that vision, right? So that's what I've been doing, besides taking action steps. So again, it's really important. You have a vision, you take the action steps, but you also want to mentally rehearse that experience in order to develop this mindset and belief system, you know, that can take you there, and having this, you know, feeling of certainty that this is something that is going to happen. And last year I already did this exercise, and this year I actually just manifested speaking engagements here in Budapest. I wasn't really specific, because I didn't imagine myself or envision myself speaking in English. So I'm going to have talks in Hungarian, but it's interesting. So maybe I just, you know, need to tweak this practice a little bit. And there's one way I prepare this meditation process, and basically that's with journaling. So before I meditate, I put down some of the images that I want to have during the meditation. And it helps, I think, especially beginners, to create images that you want to mentally rehearse during the meditation and creative visualization process. Because, this is something that you put down in the journal, and then you can consciously focus on those things.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Have you read Psycho-Cybernetics by any chance?
No, but I know the book, and I want to read that book because I heard a lot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, because what you were talking about is using the mind in a way where it's like the theater of the mind, where you're almost acting out the outcome that you want as if it's already happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like an athlete would do. So any high performing athlete envisages crossing the line or making a jump or completing a race or whatever it is, and getting into that state, as it were, as Joe Dispenza says, like hitting the right frequencies necessary to feel the way you would as if you've already achieved it. And then that gives you, I don't know, I think what it does is it opens up, like you said, the right neural pathways for you to then start seeing the right things and acting on the right things that are in line with feeling that way of that outcome that you're trying to achieve. And it's exactly what I do in the morning. I follow the Wim Hof breathing, where it's like 30 deep breaths, very similar to what Tony Robbins does, because Wim Hof taught Tony Robbins, where it is like hyper-oxygenating the brain. and then really just getting clear on things. And then from there, once that clarity is built in after the breathing practices, I then go into the visualization, the journaling, the documenting, the looking at images and trying to get into that feeling, what it feels like to achieve that thing or be in that place or hold that thing that I'm looking to acquire. And I found that extremely powerful in my life, as I'm sure you have, based on your experience and what you're telling us. So for anyone listening, we talk about this a lot on the podcast. I know it sounds a little bit mystical and esoteric or woo-woo. And it is to a lot of people who are not prepared to think outside the box or open up their mind to how intelligent we actually are as human beings. Every one of you listening, like, your brain has the capacity to do amazing things. The computer or phone that you're listening to this on was created by a mind just like yours. So just think about the power that's locked in to that brain that you have. And you can access it in many different ways if you know how to use the computer, as it were, in the right way. So I want to respect your time, and also we can wrap things up. But I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Despite everything that's going on in the chaos in the world, I'm sure that the audience is going to be very grateful for the value and insights that you've been sharing. And equally, I really want to encourage people to listen to your show, The Mindset Horizon. Now, anyone that's listening, you can find it on mindsethorizon.com, on any of the major platforms as well. It's published very well everywhere. But for anyone that wanted to find out more about you, is there any other location that you'd like to send them to, Thibaut?
Thank you so much, Alex. I think the website is the best because, so mindsethorizon.com, they can find a podcast there, my services. So everything is there, my social, channels, and yeah, that's the best way.
Okay. Awesome. So for anyone listening, guys, I'm going to put the links to the website, mindsethorizon.com, in the show notes. So feel free to go click that. You can also find Thibaut Nagy on Instagram as well, and you can connect with him there. And yeah, I just want to thank you again for coming on the show, buddy. It's been an awesome conversation, and I hope you, your family, your friends are all safe and healthy over the coming months with what's going on.
Yeah, man. Alex, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and I wish you the same. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did enjoy it, I'd be really grateful if you could leave a short review on one of the platforms. And if you're a personal trainer in a commercial gym with 500 plus members and you want to fast track your income growth and learn how to sign multiple new clients a week, reach out to me personally through Facebook or Instagram and just drop me a private message so we can get the conversation started and see if you could be a good fit for one of our programs. All the links to my social can be found in the show notes so we can connect there. See you next week.